Psalm 20, verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your word. The idea is that your word in prayer will be fulfilled. Your desire will be fulfilled. We could talk about our word and our desire as our will. And yet we're told that elsewhere that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. But here we're told that we will receive what we ask according to our word or will. What are we to make of this? Well, we're helped in John 15, verse 7, where the Lord says that if his words abide in us, then you will ask what you will, and it will be given to you. But here in Psalm 20, verse 4, your word will be fulfilled if you ask for it in prayer. John 15, 7, if you have his words in you, then you will get what you ask for. So, I think putting all this together, if his word abides in us, not simply as Bible verses, but in the sense of understanding his will, his way, his intention, the principles by which he works and towards which he is working in human history and human lives, if his word in that sense abides in us, then we will ask for the right things that are in accordance with his will, and we will receive them. And over time, as we mature, his will becomes our will. And therefore, we ask, if you like, for the right things. Because we're not going to ask for things which are just like a wish list. When I was a kid, I remember sort of being aware that the Bible said that if you ask for anything, you got it. Which is not exactly what the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying, as I've tried to explain, that according to his will, it's when his will and your will become one. It's when his word and your word are the same. But anyway, in my childish immaturity, I just had this idea. And I prayed really sincerely on our carpet. I remember we had a red carpet. And I prayed that God would make a £5 note appear on that carpet. And it didn't. And don't tell me I didn't believe. With all the faith of a child, and I had this thing in me that, yeah, if you have the faith of a child, you're going to get it. And I thought, well, I'm a child, and I believe. I mean, I believed. Don't tell me I didn't believe. I believed. But I didn't get my £5 note appearing on that red carpet. Well, I think that why that was quite clearly because the promises to get what you want, if you ask with a childlike faith, are if you ask according to his will. Likewise, I think that prayer is not sort of a list of requests that you sort of throw at God and you think, well, I asked for 10 things, I might get one. It's also not like playing that game Battleships that you might have played with children or played as a child, where you have your boats and the other guy has his boats and you say A8 and C9 or whatever, and you're guessing where the other person's boat is and you're sort of throwing out these shots hoping that you might just get somewhere near it. That is not how prayer should be, that we are just, you know, giving God a wish list of things and thinking, well, if I get one of them, that won't be bad. No, this will not give you a good experience of prayer. I think that our experience of prayer gets better as we mature because you are praying for the right things, because you realize what his will is, and his will becomes your will. So you ask, as Jesus says, John 15, 7, anything according to your will, and you will get it, because his words abide in you, and therefore, it is also true that whatever you ask according to his will, you get. But you are asking according to your will, because your will and his will come to coincide, insofar as his word abides in you, or as you got here in Psalm 20, verse 4, you will be given your heart's desire, and your word will be fulfilled. Not God's word, but your word. You, as the person who's praying, your word will be fulfilled, because his word has become your word. His will has become your will. This is one advantage of daily Bible reading, that as his word abides in you, so you get a far greater sense of what his will is, of the way that he works. You have a sense of his glory, of his name, all the characteristics of his name which are listed by Moses. And you realize that he is working towards the manifestation of that name, the articulation of that name in human life and generally upon this earth. And therefore, you're going to pray towards that. And therefore, you're not going to ask for silly things like, you know, make a £5 note appear on the carpet. Give me a Mercedes. I want to be a millionaire. No, you know, that's not how it goes. Because that's not praying according to God's will. What sort of things are God's will then? Well, the things that are in his word. That, for example, men and women should believe and accept the gospel. That God's people should be spiritually minded and should develop spiritually and give him glory. Well, in that context, let's say you focus upon praying for a person to accept the gospel, or you really pray that you will be able to be a light and to meet people to whom you can give the light, you'll be answered. I prayed for years, every day, in the mornings and in the evenings, that God will give me meetings with people to whom I can do some good, to whom I can show the light of Jesus. And he keeps answering me. And it's not that I'm a great evangelist. I don't have that panache of a sort of, you know, a great platform speaker. I don't have that sort of bravery, as it were, to just walk up to people and start on about the gospel. But I keep meeting people. I'm baptizing people most weeks for 20 years of my life, the last 20 years of my life or more. Because the Lord keeps sending people to me, because I keep asking him. The internet is a great way for shy people, and even if you're an extrovert, when it comes to the gospel, you're probably shy. And it's a great way to get that message out to people and to make contact with people in a non-threatening, non-face-to-face way initially, and then to follow it up and meet up somehow and, you know, help them towards the gospel. So that's an example of what you can pray for. Really pray for. That's God's will. Is it God's will that, you know, men and women should hear the gospel through you and be baptized and come to the life eternal? Absolutely. Sure it is. Well, pray for it then. Really pray for it. On your knees. Not as a passing thought, but really on your knees. Ask God for this and you will get it. I assure you, from my own experience, daily experience, you'll get it.